Earlier this month, KUOW introduced you to 48-year-old Lynn Hogan. She's one of hundreds of Washington adoptees looking for information about their birth parents. See, a new law took effect July 1st in this state, giving adoptees new access to their birth records. KUOW reporter Ruby DeLuna recently caught up with Lynn Hogan and has this update on her search.
Okay, so this is like the Luke, I am your father moment.
Lynn Hogan filed her request for her birth records before July. A couple of weeks later, an envelope from the Department of Health came in the mail. She's about to open it.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe how like crazy this is. Wow, so this is my original birth certificate. Here's her last name. Wow. But it doesn't say the father. That's just amazing. Let's see. And then, oh, I should have worn my glasses. So she's 20 when she had me, and she was born in Minnesota.
Hogan was thrilled to finally have a copy of her birth certificate. She searched through the letter from the department to see if her birth mother is open to a meeting.
From this, I can't really tell if she was contacted or not because it doesn't really tell me.
It's not clear whether Hogan has permission to get in touch with her birth mother. I put that question to State Registrar Christy Spice. Her office is responsible for collecting and maintaining vital records, including birth certificates. The state tried to get the word out about the new law to give birth parents the option to maintain their privacy. But, Spice explains, there was no way for her office to individually contact all birth parents, especially with adoptions that took place decades ago. She says since July of last year, birth parents have been able to file a contact preference form. It lets the office know whether to release birth certificates and whether they're open to meeting their children. And if an adoptee receives a copy of the birth record,
what it really means is we didn't hear anything from the birth parent one way or the other. So the law says in that situation, the default position is we release the record. And then again, I think it's up to the adoptee to choose at this point whether or not to seek out contact with the birth parent.
Spice says to date, her office has received more than 1,400 requests from adoptees. Only 212 birth parents have filed forms. Most have requested to keep their records sealed. Lynn Hogan says she was hoping for more information, like knowing for sure that her birth mother would be open to meeting.
I really feel like I want to move forward. I would really like to contact her. Now I have no plan, but except I know I'm going to contact her, and it's probably going to be a letter. I think a phone call is too jarring.
Hogan says at least she has more information to work with. She has her birth mother's full name and last known address. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.